You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
People of Twitch, hello people of podcast land, it's not my finest. We're back on the New Noise, talking about some great records that came out last week and some records that are coming out this week. We got a big top seven, I've been told, but I'm not alone. You're never alone, and this is proof. You're never alone. Never truly alone. I have someone with me, Mr. Mike Howell. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Shane. Just going to chime in real quick, and I'm pretty sure it's not Podcast Land. It's Podcastonia.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah.
Podcastonia. Yeah. That's good. Estonia, Podcastonia. So. It works.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic, man. I got a fresh cut.
Oh, I noticed right when you came on the video.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that yeah. Hard part. Fresh.
Yeah. My boy Ahmed hooked it up. The City Barbershop, Windsor, check it out. Two locations now. Just opened a second spot.
Hell yeah.
They're killing it. He did my beard too.
It looks great, dude.
Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm getting ready because we're going out on tour in a week.
Yeah.
It's just 8 days till the first show. So getting nervous isn't the right word. Excited. Mm-hmm. But you know, making sure to cross the T's and dot the lowercase J's, you know, so
yep.
Figuring it out.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. So things are good. How about you?
Yeah. Things are going great. Back on that full workout train, just living the dream.
Nice. Nice. I see some pipes growing.
Oh yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, I like cut down to my goal weight. So I've lost like 30 pounds this year and now we're like gaining it back as muscle. Killing it.
That's the way you do it. That's the proper way.
Something like that.
Welcome, chat. Welcome, Podstonia, Podstonians?
Podcastonians.
Podcastonians. Yes, I love that. Welcome. We've got a big week again. Pretty much this all through the rest of the year. It's going to be big. There's still so many records coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. And it's a great time to dive into last week and some big records we had. I think we should start with our number one record. Very highly anticipated for you, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
The new record from Don Broco.
Yeah, and I had this record already listened to when we talked about it last week. I think it's amazing. What are your thoughts on it?
It's a weird record. I know they all are, and they're a weird band, and that's the point. I found myself listening to this record just really trying to pick apart the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I need to read the lyrics when I listen to this band to like get the full understanding of what's happening, because it is easy to get lost sometimes listening to this record, and it jumps around a lot, but in a
it
way,
jumps around
I like,
even within songs.
Oh yeah. Oh, totally.
It's nuts.
Totally. And I'm a lot more convinced on the record hearing it now than just the singles, like out of context.
That's how I was as well.
I kind of get it now.
Yeah.
Like the opening track kind of being like an intro. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like now I understand that that's where that song was going to be and everything else. The song Bruce Willis.
It's amazing, isn't it? Like that laugh is just so absolutely perfect. It's insane.
It's definitely a big talking point of the album. I've seen people posting about it.
And just got the music video too. That's even more buck wild.
Oh, I have to see
it. Oh yeah, dude. So just like Beckham, they got a Bruce Willis lookalike, and it's phenomenal.
Perfect. It's funny. It reminded me of this really strange moment on TV one time. So The Toronto Raptors were playing the New Jersey Nets. They're now the Brooklyn Nets, but at the time they were the New Jersey Nets. And I guess Bruce Willis was like there at the game. He's a New Jersey Nets fan. So at halftime, I guess they like just kind of impromptu, like did a little interview with him, like before they were about to start.
All right.
So I think it was him, and he was with his son or something like that. And so he's just talking about him, and he's like hammered. Like he's so wasted doing this interview. And so he's like, oh, are you kidding me? Jason Kidd. Oh my God, man. Raptors, they kind of suck. And he's like digging in, and it's like, and he's making the interviewer like a little bit uncomfortable. And then they're talking about like the new Die Hard movie, I guess, that's like coming out. Yeah. So he's like talking about it. He's like, I wouldn't do another Die Hard movie if I didn't think it was awesome. Like, this movie's awesome and whatever. And they're like, okay, well, thank you, Bruce Willis. So right as they like take the mic away and they turn in the background, he just goes, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, right on TV, like clear as day. Like live TV.
That's so beautiful.
They cut back to the, you know, the color analyst and the play-by-play guy, and they're just like, and we apologize for the language.
I mean, that's the kind of chaotic energy that I like to bring to life. So I really appreciate that.
Yes, yes. Like, yeah, it made me respect Bruce Willis even more than I already did, if that's even possible. Mm-hmm. Guy's a goddamn legend.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, man. This is a great record.
I loved it so much.
I think it's awesome. I think that this band... like, you got to give them credit for just trying new shit. Like, no one is doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm going to say this record is as good as Technology yet. Maybe it grows on me more. But some of the songs on here are just going to go so absolutely buck wild hard live. Like...
oh, yeah.
They have to. Like, what's the track? It's right after Bruce Willis. Like, Revenge Body. I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
So much. And it's just catchy and great. And it's got like a sick riff that's bouncy. Oh, they're just going to kill it.
Totally. Don Broca, if you missed it, check it out. I pretty much spent the rest of the week listening to two other records. The new record from Can't Swim and the new record from Every Time I Die. Which would you like to talk about first?
Let's talk about Every Time I Die. Because I think a lot of people want to hear about this record. It's incredible. Keith is pissed,
but he's pissed in like the right poetic way that you expect, the well-spoken way that Keith Buckley is. And obviously a guy I've known a long time, I've looked up to for a long time, and he's been through shit, some shit we all have, but him especially. And you hear it, you feel it. There's an emotion to this record that I haven't heard in an Every Time I Die record before. It's ultimately sort of more serious, although there is still a lot of tongue in cheek stuff, as Every Time I Die is known for. But the production is awesome. The musicianship is awesome. I really have nothing but amazing things to say about this record. It's long, doesn't feel long, there's no bad songs.
No, I didn't find any either. I thought it was super well put together. Just a solid record for somebody who's like a new fan of Every Time I Die. Like, I like the last album, forget the name right now, but this one, Radical, is just absolutely amazing. It's a monster of a record.
Yeah, I have to agree 100%. I think it's, I think it might be, and this is maybe a bold statement because of the amazing career that Every Time I Die has had, this might be their best record. And I'm not just saying that because it's new or whatever. I think it might be their best album, which you know is pretty tough to do when you've had
such a long catalog.
Yeah, this many records under your belt. Yeah, and Ninja Shark brings up Low Teens. That was the last record, and it was a good record too. I don't know, man. This band, I I feel like Every Time I Die has never missed, but mm-hmm. they've stepped it up to a new gear on this new record. And yeah, I kind of can't wait to listen to it again, because I got mm-hmm. through it once. I listened to it all the way through once, and then I kind of listened to some of my favorite songs again. But I can't wait to just put this on in the car, like when I'm not in the car with anyone else, and just fucking jam it so loud. Oh, yeah,
put the windows down, make sure everybody else can hear it.
Yeah, man. Will Putney, I think, produced this record as well.
I think so as well.
He just killed it with the production. Yep. It just sounds, record sounds amazing, full, badass. Like, man, it's incredible.
That's great. Let's jump into that Can't Swim record.
Yeah.
That thing is amazing. It's beautiful.
It is. It is amazing. It's really interesting, you know, how they've kind of married a lot of their sounds they've had over their mm-hmm. career. I think some of the bits that they had, you know, when they did that kind of like more hardcore EP, you hear yeah. that in these songs, but then you hear
definitely
some of the emotion and the pop punk styles of like their first album. I never really mm-hmm. thought the band sounded like Sum 41, but now I'm hearing that.
A little bit,
so,
yeah.
So, like, it's really kind of... The record was... I don't want to say all over the place, because that makes it sound like a bad thing, mm-hmm. but there's just a lot of different textures that they explored,
yep.
and I loved every one of them, and I never got mm-hmm. bored listening to this record, and they tried some things, too, that were definitely, like... hard to do, and they pulled it off.
Yeah, I think this is right on level with that Trash Boat record from earlier this year, where it's got those tinges of pop punk that we're very familiar with the band having, but they're kind of stepping forward into a new genre fluid area of music yeah. that is just super deep. There's a lot going on the record. I've listened to it twice now. I think I need to put probably 3 or 4 more listens on this record before I get a really good grasp on it, but I've enjoyed both spins very, very much.
Yes. And some people in the chat are talking about the feature from Caleb Shomo on mm-hmm. the third track, Set the Room Ablaze. That song is a banger, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love the ending of it. It's just like goes crazy at the end.
So hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the record too. Those were the records I spent the most time with, mm-hmm. Definitely. I don't know if there's anything else you want to touch on.
Oh, there's tons I want to touch on.
Okay.
I want to talk about this new record from the home team. Because this record is exactly, and I know I said this about Water Parks too, but this is exactly what pop punk in 2021 should sound like. It is refreshing. It embraces the pop elements while still getting funky with some post-hardcore, swancore elements.
Right.
Every single song has an absolutely insane hook. It is great. And I didn't know this about the record. And I forget the features off the top of my head.
Okay.
But like, I didn't know this going in. I just put it on and I listened, right? The last track of this record has a feature from Jeff Loomis.
Yeah.
And Lucas from Veil of Maya.
I know.
What the hell?
Pretty wild, right?
Yeah. So like, it's just pop punk. And then all of a sudden there's metalcore and like shred going on. It's like, what? It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Jeff Loomis, it's that's about as random as it gets. Obviously mm-hmm. known for Nevermore, I'd yep. say, right? Mostly, and like obviously yeah. some solo stuff too now. Man, it's a pretty crazy record. And I like what you said though about it being what pop punk should be, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of misconceptions right now about what pop punk even is.
Yeah.
I think the Machine Gun Kelly wannabes have tried to raise this pedestal, and it's like, well, actually that doesn't need to be what it is. Mm-hmm. There are other
things,
you know.
I love old pop punk, don't get me wrong, but like we've got new refined pop punk and I'm much more happy with that. Thank you.
There are so many ways of playing that genre. It's tough. Like mm-hmm. we're almost going to start needing many subgenres within that subgenre, I think.
It's going to become metalcore soon. We got progressive pop punk. You got
it is though.
Like hardcore pop punk.
It kind of is. You can't compare. I'm trying to think of the two most extreme pop punk bands you'd still call pop punk. But there are many bands that don't sound anything alike that are both using the same labels.
I mean you could look at bands like Real Friends and then bands like Sum 41, where like Sum 41 is incorporating like metal and Slayer and stuff like that almost into their writing. And then Real Friends is just super slow, sad stuff at points.
Or stuff that's like, you know, using like electronic drums and like more hip hop elements, like some of that stuff that people are calling pop punk. That's completely different. And some of that stuff is influenced by Sum 41. So I don't know.
Which is wild.
I don't know, man. But anyway, the home team, so a record that I think this band is going to blow up, honestly.
They need to.
I think it's so good. I think it's already sort of starting. But yeah, I think it's going to happen.
And I also want to shout them out because they did the cool thing. I pre-ordered their record. Obviously, vinyl delay is not going to happen in time. I didn't even get a shipping notification. They sent me a CD and a bunch of stickers and stuff too. And I saw on like Instagram, they sent those to everybody who pre-ordered a record, which is just super cool. Like, hey, we want you to have some physical media in the meantime. Awesome.
All right. Cool.
Two other records I wanted to talk about. A little bit more on the proggy side. Starset, new record.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's an incredible journey and just completely refreshed my love for the band.
Yeah, I haven't checked it out yet. I know it was our number two. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for a moment. I feel like I need an uninterrupted moment to listen to this this one. And the other one I completely forgot, of course, the new record from Sentinels.
Yeah, I want to talk about
this
that too.
This is a great record, a new band. If somebody's looking for, you know, a modern post-hardcore metalcore band,
it's got a little bit of
bringing in a lot of elements. This is probably one of the best debut records. I think it's their debut record.
I thought it was their second record.
Maybe. They're a newer band anyway. This is a band you don't want to miss. Sentinels killed it with their full length, which I'm not surprised.
Third record.
Holy crap, I've been sleeping.
EP in 2013, album in 2016, album in 2019, then this one.
Okay. All right. Well, never mind then. But this record is great. That's all that matters. Check it out.
There's one more record I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm seeing a lot of, I'm not going to say hate thrown towards it, but a lot of people don't seem to be happy with the new Dream Theater record. I've listened to this thing 3 times.
Oh my God. That's a lot of Dream Theater.
It's a masterpiece. It's classic Dream Theater. It's a fun time. I don't know what anybody is talking about. Record slaps.
Weird.
It's good.
You can't trust progressive metal fans.
You can't.
But I heard the same thing about the new Aborted record. People were talking shit. Oh, what? The record's amazing. And I'm sure the new Dream Theater record is amazing too. The singles were great. That's another one I need to, that's a lot to digest.
Oh yeah.
I will listen to it though.
And I keep remembering albums that came out last week. One of the records I've had the most fun with is the new Duran record.
Mm-hmm.
It is a blast. It is like 80s throwback, but it's like refreshed and revamped, like kind of almost in the way that synthwave has come back too. It's got this very 80s style, but it's like fresh and modern and it's well polished and produced. It's just a great record.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right, that's it. I'm not going to talk about anything else from last week.
That's it. And Trivium and Coldplay were both the week before. So we are past that, okay?
Trivium was like 3 weeks ago, I think. I don't remember.
Might have been, yeah. All right, we are going to get into the top 7 records as prepared by Mr. Mike Howell. I'm ready, man. We got 7 big ones coming at you. Here it is, number 7.
All right, so this is going to be pretty wild because putting this band at number 7 is, it feels wrong because of how talented they are. But we've got a new EP. They just put the 3rd single out today, but this is coming out Friday, I'm pretty sure. Desperate Times, Desperate Pleasures by Boston Manor.
Yeah.
I love this band to death, and it hurts me to put it at number 7, but I have to.
Yeah, we got a big week, and this is an EP. Boston Manor has had a hell of a journey as well, finding themselves, I think, and the last couple records, I know one of them was called Glue, and the other one, I forget the other title of the other record.
Welcome to the Neighborhood.
Right, exactly.
Welcome to the Neighborhood is a masterpiece.
Those records are both great, and this EP, they have kind of refined something. It's hard to like really describe, but they sound so good right now. Like this sounds like a big band. Like this
sounds like they're finally kind of happy with their sound. And that's like allowing the energy of like them actually enjoying playing it to come out. And I love it.
There's something that sings like in these singles. I'm really having a hard time describing it, but the band, I feel like they've figured it out. They've found what they want to do. They've found their sound, and this sounds super pro. The production is amazing.
Yep.
It's almost like this is the record that I think could be the one that where, or the EP that maybe gets to the record. That's the one, or something clicks here. And I know the band is popular and the band is doing really well, especially in their home country. But I've been waiting for this band to explode.
Same here.
And I kind of feel like this, there could be a song on this that does that. And it could be like a huge song.
They've got the sound with like the song Halos and stuff like that. They're like, they should be playing like main stage midday at big festivals, but they just haven't really found that success. And I wholeheartedly agree. I think that this little EP is just gonna, every song on here should be getting radio play from what I've heard so far.
And yeah, they have that sound. They do have that radio friendly sound now. I think that that's gonna work. Of course, they have diehard fans and they have it all. And it's they're really, truly a great band. I have a ton of respect for them. So great pick. Boston Manor at number 7.
Hell yeah. Number 6.
Number 6.
So Shane, do you like My Chemical Romance?
I like them enough. Yeah, I think My Chemical Romance is a very good band.
All right. So if you've been waiting forever for My Chemical Romance new music, why don't you check out the new album, Another Kill for the Highlight Reel by Save Face, because this band sounds exactly like My Chemical Romance in all of the right ways.
See, I agree. And if you didn't mention it, I would have.
Oh yeah.
They're even
I
from
do not take the My Chem comparison lightly at all.
They're from this fucking New Jersey too.
Yeah.
Like they're even from the same place. It's pretty wild, but the band is doing the thing that My Chemical Romance does, like the super high production, like Black Parade, where there's all this shit going on. And
only Black Parade, My Chem. This does not sound like Three Cheers. It doesn't sound like Danger Days. This is Black Parade.
It is pretty Black Parade. But it's good, and they're talented. Yeah. And the vocalist... And
like the horror element is cool, too.
Yeah.
Like, it almost reminds me of, if anybody remembers... this post-hardcore like metalcore band called That's Outrageous back from the like early 2010s Fearless days. They did like horrorcore before it was cool. Like it's a mix of that and My Chem Black Parade. Cause there are some heavy points to this too. I'm going to say it's like more of a post-hardcore record than a pop punk record.
Yeah.
But this is just so much fun. I love it. And I've been missing this sound for so long and I'm amazed. I'm not that amazed, actually, that nobody's tried to recreate it. It's kind of an iconic sound, and it's a big, big risk to do so. But I am impressed with the three songs I've heard. I was kind of like looking around, and I was re-listening to these singles today, and I'm like, you know, I didn't think much or this record was going to be much. And I'm like listening to the singles, and I had to like listen to the three again, and I listened to them a third time, and I'm like, all right, I have to pre-order this album because I'm falling in love with all three of these tracks. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, and... it kind of everything is working for this band right now, and to be doing that when you haven't even dropped your first album yet is pretty special. But I'm just really impressed again with the maturity that this band is showing.
They had an album in 2018,
regardless. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, never mind then. I thought they were a new band
because I thought they had one.
Okay, regardless,
sophomore record, even more important.
It's true, and regardless, this is still a band with, I think they have like 40,000 Spotify monthly listeners, still very under the radar. You probably heard of them here first, but check them out because, again, this could be a very, very big band.
Yeah, very quickly. I think if this band gets one of their songs, maybe Bury Me Tonight or Glitter hops on the radio, it's going to blow up real quick, and you're going to wonder where this band came from. It was here.
Absolutely. I'm just looking. Yes, they have. You're right. 2018. Merci. They have an album. They've been doing it, but I think this is going to be the this is going to be it. So there it is. Save Face at number 6. I'm ready for number 5 if you are.
Oh, I am so ready, because we've got another cool smaller band that just starting to get their uptick. This band is called Calling All Captains, and their new record, Slowly Getting Better. They're from Edmonton, Canada.
Yes, they are.
One of my favorite places I've never been to.
It's, you don't want to go there. It's like fucking the most cold ass city ever.
Sometimes you just got to go walk and see multiple paths of life.
No, your beard will just turn to a giant ice cube, dude.
That's why I just got to keep getting a bigger beard and I can envelop myself in it. And I can just roll around in my ice cube beard.
No, if you like malls, Edmonton's great. Do you like malls? You don't seem like a mall guy. You like malls? You're a mall guy? Yeah. He's a mall guy. Okay. You'll love it there then. Yes, Calling All Captains, a band. They've been at it for a while out of Edmonton, but they're picking up some steam lately. Signing to Equal Vision Records in the US, and also they had a singer change recently, but absolutely killing it. I love the new singer's voice, and I think that this band is one of the best and most underrated bands in again, pop punk. We'll call it pop punk. They have a little bit of a different edge to them, a little more aggressive.
They sound kind of like 4 years strong pop punk.
Because they got the aggressive vocals, like a little bit more harsh, which I really...
A little fast.
I like it, the attitude of it. A little more punk maybe.
Driveway is one of our favorite bands, a little bit like that too. Like there's some crazy influences going on here and it's really fun. Almost like Easycore too. It's a good time.
Yeah, Calling All Captains, a great band, and this is... You know, kind of the record, I think, a lot of their fans, because they do have a pretty big following out in Western Canada. I think everybody's just been waiting for this to finally come out and like, all right, roll out the red carpet for this band. They're going to be getting on a lot of big tours, I bet. And people are going to really, really like this band when they hear them, if they haven't heard them yet.
This was another one that I hadn't paid much attention to the singles. Absolutely fell in love with, pre-ordered the record today too. It has been a weird day, but... I am super excited for this record. I wouldn't be surprised if we come back on next week on Wednesday with this one. And it might be one of my favorite records that came out this week, honestly. Like, there's some real potential here. I like these guys a lot. They're growing on me very quickly.
Yep. Nope. They're awesome band. Great dudes. And and Mew Maximus says, already heard the album and oh boy, it's so good. So there you go. It's good. Confirmed.
Dang. Send it this way. Thank you.
Confirmed. And it's warm in Edmonton today. So I'm just wrong about it. I'm just wrong about the weather, I guess.
Happens.
Oh, I know it's coming. I remember we played a show in January in Edmonton and it was fucking minus 50.
Oh, that sounds miserable. Yeah, that's no.
It was miserable. And for Americans listening and go, well, what's Celsius? No, because minus 40 Celsius and minus 40 Fahrenheit are actually the same, the same temperature. So it's that cold. And man, you would spit and it would freaking bounce. It was that cold.
It was, that sounds really fun, actually. Now you make me want to go there more.
Okay. All right. Book someone, book a flight for Mike. We're going to Edmonton. Right. Oh. Calling out all captains, Edmonton's finest at number 5. Let's move on to number 4.
Number 4. A band not as new to me that I am very excited for. I have loved the entirety of their career, their long storied career. We've got the new record, Hushed and Grim by Mastodon.
Yeah, this band should need no introduction. And if they do, go back and check out some of their great records. They have so many. These singles threw me a little bit, though, man. It's a little different.
I like it. It's groovy.
This is not exactly the Mastodon of old, maybe in a good way. Mm-hmm. Groovy is right. There's not a lot of screaming or like it's a lot less maybe technical and fast. Obviously, great guitar playing you expect in Mastodon, but... little bit different. So this could be a bit of a different sound for them.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I think that the entire record's going to have kind of that, it's got like a more southern rock feel than typical Mastodon does. Mm-hmm. There's always a little bit there, but I think they're moving away a bit from the progressive metal and going into this for a record. And Mastodon's always been kind of a band that changes everything too, right? You've got stoner metal Mastodon, you've got thrashy Mastodon, you've got prog Mastodon. They've had so many iterations and they've succeeded at all of them so well that I have no doubts this is going to be a great record no matter what it sounds like.
No, 100%. And yeah, just it's a band I appreciate. Atlanta's finest, and definitely excited for this. I don't know yet. I really can't say much until I listen to this record because the singles are different. And again, I don't know the context of them. Where are they going to be? You know, and it's the problem with singles. So,
yeah.
All right. Number three.
I want to thank Pet and the boys for hooking me up with this EP early so I could talk about it today.
Oh, nice.
And I know EP higher on the list than Mastodon's new album. I must be going absolutely insane. I am not, because we're talking about the new EP Skeptic by Driveways. This thing's a masterpiece.
Yes. Great band. Well, you've already heard it, so you know.
It's so good.
This band, yeah, we love this band over here on the New Noise. They're just great people, and they're doing something. I mean, I don't even know what you call it. Like, we'll call it pop punk again, but they're bringing a lot of different levels and layers into their music. It's really exciting music, and they're doing it independently.
Yep.
They don't have a label. So every band, I would say 95%, maybe higher, maybe 99% of the bands we talk about are signed to a record label. Mm-hmm. And Driveways is not. They are independent, but they're still killing it. Almost 200,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. Several of their songs in the millions in terms of streams.
Insane.
And they're just such a good band. They're doing it purely for the love of music. Mm-hmm. They all have, you know, jobs and stuff. They're not trying to be rock stars. This is just good music done for the love of it. And I really, really respect that. And I want everybody to listen to Driveways.
Oh, yeah. The first two songs on this EP, Obsession and Skeptic, they are kind of the more traditional Driveway songs. They're kind of about the fall and the feelings kind of around that. They're very fun. I love them. The record slowly transitions and gets a little weird into this area that I absolutely love right at the end with the two songs Telescope and UFOs in the Sky. I think they're some of the best work Driveways has ever done. UFOs in the Sky is just, it's an incredible closing track and standalone track, right? Like, I could take the single out and just be very happy. But like listening to it at the end of the EP just like makes it even better. It's so good. The center of this record is amazing too. It is just fun overall. If you're a fan of Driveways, if you're a fan of any pop punk in general, whatever kind of pop punk it is, you're going to absolutely love this record. These guys are killing it, changing the game. I fully expect Driveways to be going out on as many tours as possible with a ton of cool bands so those guys can quit their day jobs.
Yeah. I hope so. Or if they don't want to, they don't have
exactly.
to. It's all good. But yes, why is it that you park in a driveway and drive on a parkway? These are questions that we'll never have the answer to.
I don't think anybody has the answer to them.
We'll never know. All right. We are already at number two. I'm ready for it, Mike. Number two.
All right. Number two. We're going up to Canada, Vancouver specifically. And I'm going to be fast about this. New record, Bleed the Future, Archspire. Got it on vinyl already. It's incredible. An absolute onslaught upon my ears. I love it. What do you think of these singles?
That's correct. This band is buck wild. Like, it kind of sounds like, remember CDs when you could fast forward the CD and it would go like that? That's what the band sounds like.
Constantly.
like it's so fast and so heavy, and the vocalist just like following along with the crazy fast.
His like staccato is insane. Like, when I'm trying to describe this band to people, I say, okay, Archspire has probably the second or third favorite drummer of mine as far as like talent and stuff like that. He's just insane.
I need to see this guy live. If this guy's playing this shit live, it's unbelievable. It doesn't sound possible.
I've seen it. It's nuts. The guitarists are off the absolute chain. These guys are unhinged, and I don't know what possesses them to play that way. And the vocalist is just almost like Eminem, but screaming at the same time with how quick that he comes out and the enunciation that he's able to have while he is doing these quick staccato screams. It is so technical and insane. And I've seen these guys live maybe 2 or 3 years ago now, and they played their entire album. What is it called? Their second record. I want to say it's Relentless Mutation. They just played through that entire record. It's a 30-minute record, and they just didn't even miss a beat. It sounded like I was spinning the thing. It was
wow,
absolutely incredible. These guys are such amazing performers. And this record, it is so good. It has some really, really surprising parts that took me aback when I was listening to this record. It is dynamic. It is fun, much more so than when you think of a normal, like, technical death metal record. These guys still know how to utilize a good blast beat and a breakdown, and it's just incredible. I love this record so much.
Wow. Yeah. If anybody wants to hear kind of like the most extreme of the extreme, the fastest of the fastest, this is a great place to go, because I've listened to a lot of music. I listened to a lot of metal. I don't think I've heard anything quite this intense and fast and crazy.
When I heard this record coming out, this immediately became my most anticipated heavy release of the year for like deathcore, death metal, black metal, like everything like that kind of encompassed into heavy music. This was my most excited for.
Absolutely, man. Like, there's no doubt.
It is insane.
There's no doubt. I think, you know, this band has been at it for a while, but again, finding their stride, and
it's only the third album.
I'm
Well, it takes a long time to write this stuff, I'm sure.
This is not just something you shit out in an afternoon. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
This band is buck wild.
Understatement.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that leads us into our number one most anticipated album of the year.
Of the year? Of the week?
Of the, what am I talking about? Of
I don't
the year?
Know.
Well, maybe. No,
we're getting
not of the
close.
Year.
I don't think this is.
It's not. Year. It's not. No. No. This is not. This is the most anticipated
there
album
was
of the week.
A sleep-choking album this year. Come on, Shane.
I'm sorry. My mind is elsewhere because I'm about to plug in my other camera. Because it's still blurry. And we will be right back. We're back.
Hey.
Yeah. We are back. We're going to talk about the number one album of the century. Just the number one album of the week.
Oh, all right. So Archspire was my most anticipated heavy release of the year.
Yes.
Until this record got announced. Their last record absolutely blew me away with how dynamic of a band they had become with their evolution in sound, their rapid maturity into not necessarily a deathcore band, I would say anymore, but a death metal band that has grown exponentially within my heart. We're talking about the new album Kin by Whitechapel.
Yes, we are.
This band used to be all about blast beats and breakdowns, and it is not anymore. And I am so in love with that fact, because I think I always kind of knew that they were super talented, but they have worked themselves into a space now that they have much more room to play around in, much more room to be emotional and kind of show different facets of the band, what they can do. They are still heavy. There are still breakdowns, but from the singles that I've heard, this record's going to be an absolute monster. It's going to make me cry, and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, it definitely seems like this is probably the most kind of out there and emotional that they're going to get, or they've been in their lyrics. And
which is amazing, because The Valley was about his childhood.
Right. Well, this is, I guess, an extension of that, right? But, you know, with the singles so far, and there's been three of them, they're all pretty different. You know, I think Blood-Soaked Symphony was really good. Lost Boy was really good. Orphan, quite different.
Oh yeah, I loved it.
Almost a little like bordering on radio rock. You know,
in a good way.
Metal. So yeah, I mean, I'm really going to be interested to see what is going on with the record, and if this is a sound that's just a one-off for one song. You know, like a middle of the album kind of thing.
Or maybe like two-thirds single. Through, it would be really nice.
Yeah, or if this is going to be like a part of their new sound that they're going for. And I'm really not sure yet. It's going to be interesting to see because when Whitechapel started singing, my whole thing was like, they should have been doing this the whole time. And I think Phil's an incredible singer. So I welcome them kind of pushing the envelope on what they can be.
Yeah, I agree. And I just looked it up. Orphans track 8 out of 11. So 2/3 of the way through.
Yeah.
Nice spot for a slower song on a pretty heavy record. I think the thing's going to be incredible. I don't want to talk too much about it, I think, because very similarly to The Valley, I think this record is going to be surprising. It's going to be hard to describe out of context because Whitechapel has become this very conceptual band, which I really, really appreciate. And I think that while all these singles are very good, they're kind of like that Rivers of Nile record from earlier this year too, a band who I think are both very similar now.
Yeah.
And I think this record just needs to be enjoyed and consumed as a whole.
Yep. I agree, man. I agree.
Hell yeah.
Well, that is our top 7 most anticipated releases of the week.
You want to go through a little recap?
Let's have a quick recap. We will start at 7.
So 7, we've got the new EP, Desperate Times, Desperate Pleasures by Boston Manor. Boston Manor.
I see what they did there. Yeah. 6.
6, we've got Save Face with their new album, Another Kill for the Highlight Reel.
It almost sounds like a title My Chemical Romance would use.
I know, right? It's crazy.
All right, 5.
5, we've got Calling All Captains with Slowly Getting Better.
There you go. They love hockey, I bet. 4.
4, we've got Hushed and Grim, the new album by Mastodon.
Legends. 3.
3, we've got Skeptic, the new EP by Driveways, favorites of the show.
Where you park your car. That's right. It's where you park your car. 2.
Park your car. 2, we've got the new album Bleed the Future by Archspire.
Yes, wild stuff. And the 1 most anticipated album of the week is
Kin by Whitechapel. This thing is going to be a monster. I'm so ready for it.
We got a great week. We got lots of stuff to listen to, no matter what floats your boat. I'm excited for this one. Thank you, Mike, for putting that list together.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, for honorable mentions.
I have 31. I'm very sorry. We're going to go fast.
Oh my God, dude. We got to go really fast. 31 is insane.
So we get the new EP from Attack Attack.
Okay, next.
We get a new EP from The Human Veil. They're really cool.
Okay.
We get a new EP from If I Were You. We've talked about them on the show before. I think they were on my singles of the year little list last year. They're really, really good.
If I were you, I'd have less honorable mentions.
Yeah, you probably would, but you're not. You're me. We've got a new album from Black Veil Brides that has been probably, if not the most horribly advertised record I've ever seen in my life.
How? What happened?
They've just not, I haven't seen any ads or any hype for this record.
I mean, I haven't either, to be honest, but.
Black Veil Brides, not my jam. I like a couple songs. If that's your vibe, go for it.
Andy's the man. Love him.
Oh, he's cool, dude. New record from doom metal band Monolord. I really like this. I don't think there's enough to talk about it to put it on the normal list. This is going to be a really good record still.
Cool name. That means one Lord. There's just one, like God.
Yep. New Bad Wolves record. We've only heard one single on this, so I couldn't really talk about this that much. But I expected it to be pretty good.
Yeah, a new singer. I mean, this is big. This is big.
Yeah, I'm real excited for this. Our favorite boy from across the pond, Ed Sheeran's got a new album coming out. I learned from the Coldplay incident, put the pop on the honorable mentions.
I like Ed Sheeran. I would be happy with if he was 1. I got no problem. I mean, he rips off a lot of Silverstein song titles.
He does.
But other than that, I like it. Yeah.
These new singles are great too. I love these songs. Bad Habits has been stuck in my head since the day it came out. It's going to be a good time.
I keep chasing Pat. Yeah. I love that one.
Now we're just into singles and stuff like that. Are you familiar with Grandson, kind of like alternative hip hop artist?
Yeah.
He's got a song coming out featuring Travis Barker and Kesha.
When do you think they're going to have to start putting songs not featuring Travis Barker instead of just because you just assume that he's on everything? You should just put not featuring.
Somebody just put out a song that was titled not featuring Travis Barker, I want to say. I gotta remember who. Somebody in chat, look it up and tell me, but I'm 100% sure somebody just put out a song called not featuring Travis Barker. It almost seems like a Hot Mulligan thing to do, or like
it's very
maybe
funny.
Heart Attack Man, but like one of those pop punk bands that's like doesn't give a fuck.
Do you love that?
Next up, we're just going to kill the features. We got a new song today, Under Oath featuring Ghost Mane. I love this because I love Ghost Mane and I love Under Oath, and they kept it heavy and didn't get too weird with it. It's a banger.
Cool. I love that.
And the last one of the feature that I've got, this really cool progressive metalcore, progressive metal, whatever you want to call it, band, the Dolly Thundering Concept. They are weird. And I love them. And this song is featuring Rio from Crystal Lake. So if you've been like, oh, wow, I have no idea who this is. Now you kind of know somebody on it, at least. It's going to be a banger. Next up, we're getting the second single from the new Fit for an Autopsy record. I'm terrified of that day of releases because there are like four massive deathcore bands. But another one that is also putting out an album that day, Enterprise Earth, is also dropping a single. Very excited for those. I love both those bands.
All right.
Next up, we're getting the second single from the new Like Moss to Flames EP. Make sure you check that out. They bang. We got the third single from the new Like Pacific record today. It's another banger. I'm really excited for that record. I don't think it comes out till December, though. So we'll see.
Okay. Okay.
We're getting another new single from Volumes. I absolutely love Volumes. I think they've really found their groove with both mics in the band again. Didn't you just talk to one of them or no?
Oh, no, it ended up getting rescheduled, oh, okay. but I will. Yes. Michael was going to come on, but we couldn't find our,
couldn't find the time.
Our flow. Yes.
Happens. Next thing I want to talk about, there's going to be a new single from Belmont. Make sure you go check that out. Those are fun boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good band.
Next up, Portrayal of Guilt, putting out, I think, the third or fourth single from their new album, Christfucker. I just love that, saying that album title whenever I can.
Christfucker. There it is.
So.
Say it loud and say it proud.
Next up, really, really excited. New music from Here Comes the Kraken, a band that kind of disappeared for a while. Old school metalcore, Warped Tour scene. Very, very fun. I love these guys.
Here comes the shock.
Here comes the shock.
Here comes the shock. Yep.
Another band that's been kind of MIA for a while, Famous Last Words, putting out a new single for Halloween, which is perfect because they're spooky. Go check that out. Dangerous Summer putting out a new single. Love those guys.
Yeah.
Love Super them. Fun. Papa Roach putting out a new single. Haven't announced an album yet. I'm expecting that announcement very soon. But we like Papa Roach here.
Probably. Papa Roach, they keep getting better and better. Yeah. They're one of those bands that's a rare thing for a band that's been together for what, like 30 mm-hmm. years to actually still be putting out some of their best music, and Papa Roach is.
Oh, hell yeah. Next up, we got a new single from Comeback Kid. Those guys are fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Big tour too.
Oh, yeah.
Announced. With Comeback Kid, Cancer Bats, and Misery Signals.
Yeah, huge.
Across Canada. Huge. Canada needs it. We need tours.
Yep.
We're finally opening back up so we can have shows.
Hell yeah. Next up, new single from Blue Shift. Really cool progressive metalcore band. Make sure you go check those guys out if you like Era. Next up, okay. Mayday Parade, new single. Love them. This band just keeps getting better.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm excited for the new single already.
There's a new album.
It's been
in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is then. Okay.
Next up, new Crown the Empire. You know, I love me some Crown the Empire. Andy's one of the best front man out there. This band's banger city.
Yep. I know you're a huge fan.
Next up, we got a new Trophy Eyes song called 27 Club.
Oh yes. I saw them teasing this. Yeah. I think, I love this band.
Yep.
I think they never miss. I love both their records. I love all three of their records. The first one they've kind of forgotten about. But yeah, I'm really excited for new music from them. I think they're super, super talented.
Oh yeah. So good. Next up, kind of a personal passion of mine. This dude named Cell Dweller is putting out new music. He's kind of like right around the same time as the Prodigy, maybe a little bit after, started doing really heavily metal influenced electronic. It's super cool stuff. He looks weird. He's got crazy hair. He's been doing this for ages. He writes really good music though.
Okay.
So go check that out if you're into it.
Okay.
Next up, Patient 67, new song. We love Patient 67. Make sure you go check that out. We got three more that I'm very excited for. And I think all need to be talked about a little bit more. I know the other week, maybe 1 week, 2 weeks ago, I said that Being as an Ocean was teasing a new song. I actually know the song's coming out this week. I've got played on the radio on Monday. It's absolutely incredible. There's a reason Being as an Ocean is one of my favorite bands of all time. It's because they're super talented. This song, another great one.
Yeah, I love them. Did you see the news that Tyler from Being as an Ocean is joining The Word Alive?
I did see that. That's kind of weird.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I wonder how he's going to navigate being in two bands, both being active.
I mean, there are tons of people who do it. Look at, what's his name? Currents and Shadow of Intent, guitarist.
Okay, yeah, yeah. No, I know there's people that do it. It's just, it's kind of an interesting one. But yeah, obviously he's a terrific.
Especially for two bigger bands like that too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we'll have a Word Alive Being as an Ocean tour.
That'd be kind of weird tour too. I don't know. I'd be down for it, but.
Yeah, I think it would work. It would work.
Next up, Thornhill, new single. First one since The Dark Pool, which is an absolutely insane monster of an album that I think everybody should have to listen to at least once in their life, because it is one of those records for me, like Sundowning by Sleep Token, like I Let It In and It Took Everything by Loathe, that just completely changes the genre of metalcore and the way I thought about it when I first listened to this record. This band's great.
Absolutely. A band that you don't hear about all the time, but they're from Australia, so you know they're good.
Oh, yeah. The song's called Casablanca. It's going to be super cool. Or maybe it's Casanova. I can't remember. It's one of those two words. It's going to be fun. I love Thornhill. And last one I want to talk about, obviously.
All right.
Amazing band. Super, super talented. I cannot wait for this record at the end of the next month. I wish I could teleport then and listen to it. New Imminence single. Fourth one from the record. Very excited. 9-minute long music video, which I love because Imminence always does their music videos so cinematically well. I'm just really excited for this. I love this band. Boom.
There it is.
Yeah.
Was that all 31? Oh, we can get them. We get through them fast if I don't.
I ran through that.
Yeah. And if I don't just tell a little fucking anecdotal story after each one, we get through them pretty fast.
Yeah. Nailed it.
So there we go. Wow, we did. That was good. That was a lot of good music that everybody needs to listen to this week.
So much. It was good though.
All right. Well, that's it.
Boom.
That's it.